Pediatric Adrenal Crisis by All Star Medics. Adrenal crisis is a severe form of adrenal cortical insufficiency causing peripheral shutdown, cyanosis, tachycardia, tachypnea, hypotension, drowsiness, and coma. It can be fatal if not quickly recognized and urgently treated. Causes. Congenital causes include congenital adrenal hyperplasia, congenital adrenal hypoplasia, and adrenoleukodystrophy. Acquired causes include acute bilateral adrenal hemorrhage due to sepsis, such as meningococcemia, rapid steroid withdrawal, autoimmune Addison's disease, tuberculosis, birth asphyxia, and hypopituitarism. Clinical features include vomiting, diarrhea, nausea, weight loss, dehydration, hypotension, metabolic acidosis, convulsions, drowsiness or coma, and, in cases of meningococcemia, high fever with petechial or purpuric rash and neck stiffness. Investigations include random glucose to detect hypoglycemia, urinalysis for ketosis, and ECG for hyperkalemia. Serum cortisol measured at 9 a.m. below 3 micrograms per deciliter confirms adrenal insufficiency, and ACTH is often elevated. Urea and electrolytes are used to detect hyponatremia and hyperkalemia, with creatinine used to monitor renal function. Aldosterone is usually normal, while urinary sodium and chloride are elevated and potassium is reduced. Imaging of the adrenal glands can be done with ultrasound, CT, or MRI. Chest X-ray may reveal signs of infection or tuberculosis, and gene expert testing can be done to rule in or out TB. Treatment begins with assessment of airway and breathing, ensuring they are patent. Circulation is supported by correcting shock with normal saline at 20 milliliters per kilogram, followed by correction of dehydration. Hypoglycemia should be treated, and normal saline can be used to correct salt deficit. Hydrocortisone therapy is critical. Start with 8 mg per kilogram intravenously, followed by 4 mg per kilogram every 6 hours as daily maintenance. It is important to note that dexamethasone should not be used because it has no mineralocorticoid activity. Finally, the underlying cause should be treated promptly, whether infection, TB, autoimmune process, or other precipitating factors. Early recognition and rapid management are key to survival.